The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. 317-239-1009.
Hey, should we move Halloween? I mean, seriously, think about it. It's the 31st, and I get that, but why don't we move it to it's like maybe the last Saturday of October?
Where's
or
our,
like the 3rd?
Where's our Halloween music?
Well, I don't know. I don't got Halloween stuff. What, you want the scary stuff? Is that what you're trying to do?
I can't decide if we should move Halloween without my spoopy Halloween.
All right, well, now that I got your thinking music on,
okay,
should we move Halloween to a different day? 317-239-1009. A petition has been started on change.org to move the day to Halloween. It's calling for the holiday to be moved to the last Saturday in October so it can be celebrated on the weekend. Amen. Here's what the short petition states. It's time for a safer, longer, stress-free celebration. Why cram Halloween into two rushed evening weekday hours when it deserves a full day? So far, about 1,800 people have signed the petition. They got a goal of 2,500. I say go bigger than that. But I hate that. Like, I feel bad for parents who have to, like, go out. Then they got to go to, like, rush home from work and do all these things. And then the kids are all hyped up on sugar. They go to school the next day. Like, let it be a Saturday so we can enjoy the holiday. Am I right?
I don't like that, I do like that Halloween is on the 31st. I think that's cool for some reason. I wouldn't want the number to change, but I wish it was. I agree with you. Like, the last weekend of October.
I was always off the day after Halloween. Every single year I was in school, me and all my sisters and all my friends were off the day after Halloween because November 1st is a day recognized in the Catholic Church called All Saints Day. And it's a holy day of obligation where you are supposed to go to church and celebrate it. So every single day after Halloween, we had off from school.
Now, did you actually go to church? Because I feel like you didn't.
Well, I did because my parents like made me. They're super strict about it, but like a ton of my friends never went to church. But so then we could just literally rage on Halloween from when I was a little kid up until high school. I was raging on candy or raging with alcohol or something.
I just think all major holidays should be put on a Friday. For example, Thanksgiving, I get it's a Thursday, and we know it's always the last Thursday of November. But why can't that be?
But see, we always get that Friday off. Everyone gets Black Friday off.
Not
for the
everybody
most part.
Does. So, I mean, most
majority,
people do.
Majority.
But like 4th of July, we get hosed on that one. Sometimes it's like a Monday. Sometimes it's a Wednesday.
Yeah, it's good when it's a Monday, though, because then that means we have an extra long weekend.
Yeah, I know. But when that happens, that's cool. But usually it's like a Tuesday or a Wednesday.
Yeah, I mean, all of these weekends, it's more convenient.
I've got no passion.
Because, I mean, yeah, I feel like it's obvious. Like, everyone's going to say yes. Any of these holidays that you celebrate and you party for, of course you want it on a weekend.
Well, nobody's chiming in with this one, so I must be all alone in my little Halloween island. And New Year's, too. I think New Year's should always be on a Saturday.
Well, everyone always has New Year's Day off.
I hate New Year's.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
That's
wow, somebody's got resolution issues. What's wrong?
No, it's not resolution issues. It's because we always have to dress. I mean, we don't have to, but you know. You want to dress sexy, so that means a skimpier outfit. It's negative 16 degrees
well,
outside.
That's not why I hate it. I just hate it because I think it's just so overhyped.
Oh, no. I wish if it was warm, then I wouldn't care. But the fact that I have to wear a tiny dress.
You don't have to wear a tiny dress.
I know you don't have to.
That is your choice.
It is a choice, but you know, it's just what everyone does. Like, you dress sexy for New Year's and you dress up in high heels, and it's hard in Indiana when you're walking around on ice and snow.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Kimberly, I think it's fine how it is. I mean, that's the kind of the fun in it. It's like, oh, I get an extra day off, or I get to, you know, wear my costume to school. So now they have to wear costumes only on the Friday if Halloween was on the Saturday.
But
no, they get to have something fun during the week.
But that would be cool, like if kids could wear their costume on Friday at school, and then Saturday they go trick-or-treating.
Yeah, you know what? I don't think kids care. I don't think kids would want Halloween to be moved. I think they don't mind if it's on a weekday or weekend. I think it's the adults that are like, oh, can this be on a weekend?
Please.
Or they can be adult about it and get over it. That's how I see it. I think it's fine how it is.
All right.
I mean, we're just changing everything for no reason.
Well, there is a reason. I just told you why. You're telling me you don't want to celebrate the 4th of July on a Friday?
No. It should be celebrated on the 4th of July. With the day of the actual celebration of independence.
Okay.
Sorry, I don't agree with you.
Well,
I'm sorry, but
we can go back and we can make an amendment to change the day that we founded our country. Like, oh, looks like they were wrong. I know you disagree with me. Thanks for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Hey, Jessica, you're on the Joe and Alex Show, and you say we should change it.
I don't think it should be changed. You know, I think it's kind of just how it needs to be. But, you know, if we go changing the holidays, the next thing you know, we're going to end up with a reality TV show host as president. Oh.
We already have a reality TV show host as president.
Dang it.
Jessica's with the jokes this morning. Hey, Jessica, thank you for calling in to the Joe and Alex Show. We appreciate you.